every Friday night, I drink less. I guarantee right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I'd have no room.
You know?
I have no room, Scott. I can't eat a big meal and then drink. It just doesn't work. It's physics.
I don't think we should cut any of that out because we are here. We're recording in Canada, East Coast of Canada. We don't have a Golden Corral, and that's what we dream about most days.
When we take trips to the States, it's because our families want to go away, and it's because we want to eat at exotic fast food restaurants.
This is the Twitter Moments Digest, the TMD podcast for Thursday, July 27th, 2017. This is our look at what is trending online today, and you can get all the show notes and subscribe to the podcast or stream it at scottyandtony.com.
It's the fast food talk because Whataburger in Texas surprised one of their regulars, an older fella, with a birthday cake.
It's a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
But it quickly turned into jealousy.
Started screaming at the internet, why don't we have a Whataburger?
Why does he get cake?
And then I calmed down a little bit, and I was like thinking, you know, gosh, if we could have a couple more fast food places here, which ones would they be? And, you know, Whataburger or In-N-Out or something like that would be nice, but I'm more of a, I like buffets and I like my fried chicken, so Chick-fil-A and what was the other one?
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I want to play the soundbite here. The Chase the Ace thing, is that a worldwide, a global phenomenon?
Or, I want to say it's only an East Coast thing.
Okay.
I mean, for right now, and as far as like they make, we've made national headlines.
Yeah. If you're unfamiliar, it's a fundraiser. Most of the time, it's a worthwhile charity, and you pay money for the chance to take a card out of a deck.
Yeah.
If you get the ace, you win the jackpot.
You buy a lotto ticket, and if they pull your number, you get to pick the card.
You get to try the card.
Yeah.
But you could walk away with nothing. Most of the time, that you get some kind of a secondary prize. Eventually, it can be millions of dollars, and there's so much excitement.
Oh, yes, and looking at you, guaranteed it's going to come.
All right, so what would you do with the money if you won?
Well, pay off my bills, buy cars for me two kids and the wife, and I'll pay off my truck. And then the rest, you know what I mean, look after the household, I suppose.
Is that my cousin Scott? I gotta tell you, that sounds like half my family.
The trending moment of clipping toenails people have on the subway or on the train, the commuter train, they hit the emergency button.
Now, I'm not the germaphobe that you are, but I feel like neither one of you could ride on a subway car with somebody who was clipping their toenails.
I would. I'd hit the emergency button.
That's disgusting.
But they had to come out with a list of things. Do not, if you see somebody clipping their toenails, do not hit the emergency stop this train button.
Oh my God. Because it really happened.
Yeah. This one we like, the trending about the face recognition, face scans, and how it's going to speed up at the airport.
Well, I have a feeling we like it for different reasons.
Yes.
I like it because it's going to speed things up. You like it because it's going to allow you to get on an airplane without speaking to a soul.
I'm so backward. I just, you know, I'm a navel gazer. And if you
you're in a job where you have to talk to people, but you hate talking to people.
No, it's just I've got nothing good to say.
You're not the king of small talk. That's for sure.
Small talk is not. Yeah. So if I could just scan my face and go sit down on a plane. That'd
this
be
is where
cool.
We're headed for a lot of stuff, though. Scanning faces and fingerprints and that sort of stuff.
You don't watch The Leftovers. The show wrapped up. The series wrapped up.
No, I recommended the book to you.
Tony gave me the book, and then the series comes out, and I watch it to the bitter end. It's kind of strange. But they had a scanning thing there where first, for the president, for the nuclear codes or whatever, it took place at sometime in the future. It was the eyes, the face, and then there was another appendage that had to be scanned in
the nethers.
Before the president.
He had to have his nethers scanned.
Yes, that's right.
The
nether scan.
Oh, my gosh.
trending today, high temperatures cause dough to rise and spill out of delivery truck on highway.
This sounds like it was made up, but it happened.
This is in Tacoma, and the photo is just, it looks like when you open a Pillsbury tube. If I can say the brand name. It looks like the whole truck was a Pillsbury tube.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes. Kind of looks a little delicious.
Dough was wrapped up in packages and inside this transport truck. Yeah, and it got so hot that it burst.
We don't usually get too political, but my goodness, at the time of recording Trump's statement about no transgender people in the military, American military. So what did the Canadian military, it started to trend with the Canadian forces.
The day he tweeted, he sent those tweets out and then they announced it's going to be a ban of transgendered people. The Canadian military tweeted a picture of some of our military members marching in a pride parade and said, hey, you know what? Anybody can be in our military. We welcome everybody.
And then a link to join if you want to sign up for the military.
Yeah.
So, well, let's wrap up on the Justin Bieber story. Now, this is the first time I think ever a Twitter moment has popped up for me and it said, are you sure you want to see this? It could be disturbing because it does sound, we heard the sound bite earlier and Justin Bieber, Bieber's coming out of church. I don't want to say it was his church and the paparazzi are all over and he's got this big truck and he tried to pull away and one of the paparazzi goes down and it sounds bad.
Yeah.
And it turns out the paparazzi or paparazzo or however you say that, the photographer is okay, like just minor injuries.
And he leaned out the window and he spit on them, and then he drove over top of them, and he left. That stupid punk.
He did. That's the thing. He got out his truck right away, and it tried to help the guy. And then he's kind of looking at the paparazzi that are just, you know, is anybody else going to help? Are you guys just going to take photos?
Can somebody call an ambulance or something like that?
So
it turned out he was a nice guy.
He did the right thing, it seems like. And he certainly didn't speed away. Like, the whole thing was an accident. It didn't look like... I never thought we'd be defending Justin Bieber, by the way, on our podcast. But it looks like it was just purely an accident. Where
topsy-turvy land.
Guy got to, yeah, you're right. So we can wrap up there if you want to see these Twitter moments. Wait. You've been away for a few podcasts. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
No, I think we're good there.
You can subscribe. You can get all the show notes and all of that at scottyandtony.com. Thanks for listening to the Twitter Moments Digest.